This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to Ron Byron, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Byron, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Deborah Bradley, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is D-E-B-R-A. Last name is B-R-A-D-L-E-Y. On August 5th, 2022, I performed an independent medical evaluation based upon review of an extensive amount of medical records, as well as taking the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. Due to the constraints of COVID-19, a physical examination was unable to be performed, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 62-year-old female, period. Height 5'2" tall, weight 129 pounds, period. She was involved in the fall injury on or about February 14th, 2021 at the Walmart store on the south side of Indianapolis, period. It occurred inside the store, period. Initially, she did not see any fluid, but later was determined to be a blue liquid on the floor, period. She slipped and fell, as she initially did not see the fluid, period. She landed on her right side, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she had immediate pain in her right shoulder, both legs, comma, lower legs, comma, as well as skin tear to her left shin, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain involving her right shoulder and her left shin, period. The shin is still tender, period. She has constant anxiety as a result of this injury and requires hydroxyzine, period. She is afraid to go in stores as she is concerned she will fall, period. New paragraph. The timeline of her treatment was that day ambulance bandaged her leg, period. The next day she went to her family doctor and saw the nurse practitioner. It was rebandaged and was sent to wound care, period. Eventually she had x-rays and MRIs, including of the shoulder, period. She had wound care for several weeks, period. Her shoulder continued to hurt. And she went back to her regular pain doctor, who referred her to a shoulder specialist and was advised that she will need a shoulder replacement in the next couple years, period. Pain management is presently giving her injections in her shoulder, period. The patient states she was essentially and mostly pain-free in her right shoulder prior to this re-injury of this fall of February 14th, 2021, period. Her pain prior to this fall was approximately 2 times a week for approximately 20 minutes, period. It ranged in intensity from 5 to 8 out of 10, period. Her present pain of the right shoulder is constant and daily, period. It radiates down the right arm to the elbow, period. It is described as burning and stabbing as well as ripping, period. It ranges in intensity from 8 to 10 out of 10, period. It is worse in the evenings, period. She states that she has had loss of control of movement at times, which is a new problem of the right shoulder that occurred since the fall of February of 2021, period. New paragraph. Her left shin pain hurts worse when it is touched, period. It is every day. It is, however, only tender to the touch, and it is a daily pain, period. It ranges from intensity from 0 to 10 out of 10, period. It is described as a soreness with a fire sensation, period. It is non-radiating, period. She was instructed that the bone was bruised and it will take some time to heal, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living include problems lifting her grandchildren, period. She has problems reaching above her head, period. She has difficulty pulling with her right arm, period. Housework is affected, period. Sex and sleep are affected as well, period. New paragraph. Medications include potassium, comma, torvastatin, comma, metformin, comma, hydroxyzine, comma, metoprolol, comma, omeprazole, comma, amiodarone, comma, aspirin, comma, chlorothalidone, comma, and oxycodone, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition is that she is using much more oxycodone since this automobile accident, period. She is using stretching exercises and heat, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, coronary artery disease, comma, atrial fibrillation, comma, GERD, comma, hypertension, comma, and arthritis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals a rotator cuff repair in the past where she had a torn biceps, but there was no direct injury or fall or automobile accident as the cause, period. She has had an appendectomy and hysterectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history that reveals through sports and aging, she had wear and tear to the right shoulder, resulting in the rotator cuff surgery as described above, period. Prior to the fall of February of 2021, she was approximately 1 year without any severe pain in the right shoulder, period. Now it is a constant pain, period, and she was advised that she will need a shoulder replacement in the future, period. In approximately 1982, she had a motorcycle accident with a right A-C, AC separation. She had surgery with complete recovery after about 2 months with no permanency, period. Her left shin was never injured in the past, period. She was involved in an automobile accident at approximately age 20 where she injured her low back, and it healed without permanency after 2 weeks, period. She was involved in an automobile accident in May of 2022 with no serious injuries, period. The patient has had no serious work injuries, period. She has had no prior significant falls, period. New paragraph, occupation. She is a retired heavy equipment operator. New paragraph, under allergies, Augmentin. New paragraph, I did review an extensive amount of medical records and want to comment on some of the pertinent findings. Throughout the records, there is notation of diminished range of motion and pain involving the right shoulder. Pro-scan imaging MRI, July 14, 2021. Conclusion number one is status post-rotator cuff tear. Full thickness, comma, complete tears of both supraspinatus and infraspinatus, period. X-rays of the right humerus, February 15th, 2021. Number one, negative for acute fracture. Two, superior subluxation of the humeral head, more prominent on the current study, comma, nonspecific, but can be seen with rotator cuff tear slash tendinopathy, period. X-rays of the right clavicle, February 15th, 2021. Similar findings with negative for acute fracture. Superior subluxation of the humeral head, slightly more prominent on the current study. Nonspecific, but can be seen with rotator cuff tear slash tendinopathy, period. X-rays of the tibia and fibula were negative for fracture, February 22nd, 2021. Primary care progress notes, February 22nd, 2021. Presents to the clinic for follow-up of fall injury. She states that her wounds, comma, skin tears on the left are improving. Still has pain over the bone in her lower legs, period. continues to have significant pain in her right shoulder. She has decreased range of motion, mostly with internal rotation, where she has pain, comma, and extension of the right shoulder, period. The impression was, number one, fall with injury, shoulder subluxation right, tear of skin of multiple sites of the lower extremity, laceration of the right lower leg, contusion of the lower leg right, contusion of the lower leg left. Greenwood Pain Management Note, December 29th, 2021. Patient presents for follow-up for right shoulder injection, November 30th, 2021. MRI showed complete tear to several rotator cuff muscles with reconstruction or replacement necessary, period. Greenwood Pain Management, February 25th, 2021. Patient states she was having great relief from bilateral shoulder injections in December and had a fall at Walmart 2 weeks ago and now is in worse pain, period. She had x-rays that were negative and has CT and MRI scheduled with PCP and ortho. Problems included sacral iliitis with rotator cuff tear / rupture of right shoulder, not trauma, pain in the right shoulder, primary osteoarthritis right shoulder, cervical radiculopathy, other cervical disc displacement, long-term use of opioid analgesics. Schneck Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, that's S-C-H-N-E-C-K. He feels as though her shoulder pain is related to a chronic issue. Surgical treatment would consist of a reverse total shoulder arthroplasty, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records, I have found that all her treatment that were outlined in the medical records, and some of which that I have outlined above, were all appropriate, necessary, and medically necessary as it relates to the fall injury of February 14th, 2021, period. New paragraph. My diagnostic assessments are, number one, trauma of the left leg with wounds and skin tear. Number two, right shoulder trauma with internal derangement with subluxation and pain. Number three, anxiety. Number four, multiple leg contusions, period. The above four diagnoses are directly caused by the fall injury of February 14th, 2021, period. New paragraph. I have found that causation is definitely present and relates to the fall injury of February 14th, 2021, period. I feel that her pain and injuries of February 14th, 2021, with her fall is a contributing factor that will require the surgical treatment of total shoulder arthroplasty as suggested by other doctors, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but have not performed a physical examination due to the constraints of COVID-19, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.